Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Walking out the door this morning, it feels nice. I'll show you how close to records we'll see this week.
And an active search for a missing man in Franklin County. Coming up, what the community is doing today to get involved.
I worked like 3 different jobs in college. Still, student loan is an issue.
Protesters are gathered outside the Supreme Court this morning ahead of a hearing on student loan relief. The cases justices are hearing and the decision that could wipe out debt for millions of people. We have the news to get your Tuesday started. We're glad you're with us. It's going to be a warm one. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Isn't it appropriate that we close out February just like this?
Right in line.
Yeah. It is amazing. We're going to see how March comes in like a lamb. So it looks that way. Elizabeth Gardner on the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. Look at that temperature.
Yeah, March is coming in like a lamb for sure. But it may growl at us a little bit by the middle of the month. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. But enjoy this nice mild start this morning. 63 degrees. We have a west wind at about 9 miles per hour. So it's just a touch breezy as our front continues to pull away from us. So you have a little bit of wind. This is a live look at Zebulon and their beautiful historic town hall. We're seeing mostly clear skies as that sun comes up. It's really going to be pretty. It's 59 in Clinton right now, 57 Goldsboro, 58 Rocky Mountain, 51 in South Hill. But we have warm air that's pushing in from the west. And so it's warmer in Fayetteville at 67, 63 Southern Pines and in Durham. 24-hour temperature change, definitely noticeable anywhere from 10 to almost 10, 20 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. We're looking at a mainly clear day. We had a lot of cloud cover yesterday. This is the amount of sky covered by clouds. It'll be 30% maybe this morning, but for the most part, we're going to be pretty cloud-free today. Temperatures climb into the upper 70s this afternoon. We'll talk about how close that is to record highs. Also talking about some rain in our forecast for Thursday and Friday. I'll show you how much we could see coming up, Brian.
602, still watching this crash in South Raleigh. This is on I-40 eastbound. Right there at the Gorman Street interchange. Kind of hard to see exactly what's going on there, but we do have some flashing lights over there on the side of the road. Looks like it's on the right shoulder, not directly blocking the right lane on 40 eastbound. But we're going to watch this and let you know how it's developing. For the moment, at least, we're not picking up any delays on the eastbound or westbound sides of I-40. And around the rest of the triangle, we're still looking good on our major routes. I have another live update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Thanks, Brian. We have breaking news we're following this morning. The search for a man who disappeared nearly a week ago will resume this morning in Franklin County. WRAL's Naya Harden is at the Franklin County Sheriff's Office as those crews are getting ready to meet in just a few hours. Naya?
Well, now, Jeff, the community is getting involved. They're going to be meeting together here in Franklin County at the Mission Grove Baptist Church at 10 o'clock to continue that search. And the Franklin County Sheriff's Office says that they have been actively investigating this, trying to find this missing man. Take a look at this picture here. Anthony Coley Jr. also goes by AJ, was last seen Wednesday afternoon. So we're talking nearly a week now. He was in the area of Person Road south of Roy Tarrington Road. Investigators say AJ has cognitive impairments and needs his medication. If you have any information about his whereabouts, make sure to contact police. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Franklin County.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WRAL breaking news tracker in Durham, where police say a man is in critical condition after being shot just before 11 p.m. last night. Take a look at this new video from the WRAL breaking news tracker of the scene. This all happened on the 1300 block of Marne Avenue. Police had units all up and down Marne Avenue. Officers were questioning neighbors in the area about anything that they may have seen. They also had crime tape all along the back properties of these townhomes that you see here. They did spend a fair amount of time in the backyard of those townhomes, looking around where that crime tape roped everything off. Right now, I'm still working with investigators to get any more information about the condition of that man who was shot and find out if they have any leads on the potential shooter. In Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Today, the Wake County School Board is working to keep schools safe as the district deals with a rise in classroom threats. Even just last week, a student brought an AR-15 rifle to a school basketball game. A safety and security committee is meeting today at 1 o'clock to consider plans to improve safety. We're working to learn what ideas are on the table for that. Among the topics to be discussed are school resource officers and security on campuses. This comes after the number of threats made against Wake County schools reached double digits this month alone. And on Thursday, a student from another school brought a loaded AR-15 semi-automatic rifle to a basketball game at Millbrook Magnet High School.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments today in two cases about the Biden administration's student loan relief plan. Overnight, people gathered outside of the Supreme Court building to rally for debt forgiveness. Lawmakers from New York and Michigan joined the group advocating for the program.
You should pay us to go to school. Because guess what? When we get out, we are contributing to this society and this democracy and this economy and making it stronger.
Millions of student loan borrowers could see up to $20,000 of their debt canceled, depending on the outcome of today's hearing. The ruling will also determine when payments on federal student loans start again after a pause during the pandemic. The Biden administration has said that payments will resume 60 days after a decision on the forgiveness program or at the end of August, whichever comes first. The program is estimated to cost $400 billion. New this morning, Fayetteville police are reporting a big increase in use of force cases. Police Chief Ken Braden presented the fourth quarter crime report to City Council last night. He says use of force cases jumped from 38 in 2021 to 72 in 2022. That's a nearly 90% increase in just 1 year. One City Council member asked if there were any measures in place to address this.
Together, the potential for use of force out there on a day-to-day basis with the sheer number of police officers we have patrolling on a regular basis is not, I don't know if 40 is the number that causes you concern, but to me, we're monitoring those on a day-to-day basis to ensure that the officers' actions on those situations are reasonable and justified.
The report also found fewer departmental investigations between 2021 and 2022. We'll get a look at what it shows about crime rates in Fayetteville ahead in our next half hour.
State Highway Patrol is looking for a driver whose spare tire came off a truck on U.S. 70 Business in Johnston County, and it caused a crash. Authorities say the tire came off near the Johnston County Airport and smashed into the windshield of this SUV. It's incredible damage. The vehicle went out of control, hit a power pole, flipped over, and landed on the porch of a nearby home. The driver and his wife were both hurt in the crash. Their daughter, who was in the back seat, escaped without injury.
Students will see extra security at Star Academy in Lillington this morning after a code red lockdown. A school resource officer found a 13-year-old with a loaded gun in his backpack after getting a tip from someone inside the school. Police plan to take out juvenile petitions, and they are interviewing family members to see if any adults should be charged. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks a student brought a loaded gun to school in Harnett County.
Also, Renee, Irwin police tell us they took a juvenile petition out against a 9-year-old. They say the child brought a loaded handgun to Irwin Elementary School earlier this month. The child's uncle, Preston McCoy, also faces a charge for failing to properly store the gun. No one was hurt.
Nearly 100 cancer survivors and advocates will gather today to call on Senate members to pass Medicaid expansion. The event is part of the American Cancer Society's annual Cancer Action Day. The group wants lawmakers to address the lack of accessible care in the state. Last week, the State House passed a bill to increase eligibility for Medicaid. North Carolina is one of 11 that has yet to expand Medicaid. The bill is now in the hands of the Senate. The group will rally outside the NC Capitol building this morning at 9.
Cumberland County is trying to recruit high school seniors to teach after college graduation. School system is looking for current seniors who commit to teaching at the district for 3 years. They'll receive a $1,000 summer stipend before each college semester. Students must be accepted to a college or university for the fall semester of 2023 in order to participate.
It's 6:08. Jurors in the Alec Murdaugh murder trial will travel outside the courtroom. The unusual request granted by the judge as the trial nears its conclusion.
Federal investigators are going door to door in East Palestine, Ohio, weeks after the toxic train derailment there. The progress they're making as they work to check in with everyone who's been affected.
And stepping out the door this morning, it's nice and mild. We have warm temperatures in our forecast, but we also have some rain to deal with for Thursday and Friday. I'll show you the timeline coming up. It is 6:12, taking a live look at Apex this morning. It's still a little bit damp from last night's rain, but our skies cleared after our front moved through. It's a touch breezy. It's not very chilly this morning. Our temperatures are in the 50s in a few spots, 51 South Hill, 58 in Rocky Mount. Jackets probably fine this morning. It's pretty warm in Fayetteville at 67. It's 61 degrees in Lewisburg right now. We're looking at a mild day. Walking the dog this morning feels very pleasant. That sun's starting to come up. We have just the beginnings of a beautiful sunrise across our area. At lunchtime, nearly 70. Might not be a bad day to eat your lunch outside if you can. And we climb into the mid and upper 70s for highs this afternoon. Tomorrow also looks nice, but by Thursday and Friday, we have the chance for some scattered rain and possible thunderstorms. We'll take a look at our severe weather threat coming up, Brian.
It is 6:13 right now. Still watching this crash on 40 eastbound right around Gorman Street. It looks like everything's over on the right shoulder, but a reminder that when you see those flashing lights on the right shoulder, you do need to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work safely. Let's take a look at your ride into Durham right now. Right at the moment, we're not seeing any big delays showing up on the sensors. Out of Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound, no delays all the way up toward the 885 interchange, and 501 southbound coming in from Infinity Road toward I-85. At the moment, delay free. Jeff.
Jurors in the murder trial of former South Carolina attorney Alec Murdoch will see the soon get the chance to see the crime scene in person. Murdoch's defense rested its case yesterday after calling more than a dozen witnesses, including Murdoch himself. The prosecution is expected to start calling rebuttal witnesses today. After that, jurors will get to see the property where Murdoch's wife and son were killed in 2021. Yesterday, a forensics expert says he believes there may have been two shooters since the victims were killed with two different guns.
It's not as if they could instantaneously suffer that, drop the shotgun, run to wherever the AR, the blackout rifle is, pick that up, and then in any kind of a reasonable time period, engage in a meaningful assault.
Defense has rested.
Closing arguments may begin by the end of this week. This morning on Today, Craig Melvin reports live from Walterboro, South Carolina. He will break down the judge's unusual motion to allow the jury a field trip and what is next in the case that has gripped the nation. Today airs right after this newscast, 7 o'clock on WRAL.
If you were in the area of I-40 West between Eflin and Hillsborough yesterday when a fire backed up traffic, investigators want to talk with you. Flames consumed a car and tow truck on I-40 in Orange County around 3:30 yesterday afternoon, and it took more than 5 hours to put out. Crews even used a snowplow to clear the charred remains. It's still not clear what caused the fire.
One of the stars of the classic film Saving Private Ryan is showing no signs of improvement after suffering a brain aneurysm. A manager for Tom Sizemore said doctors just recommended end-of-life care. He's been in the hospital since February 19th. Sizemore played Mike Horvath in Saving Private Ryan, but was also nominated for a Golden Globe for his work in Witness Protection. He has long struggled with drug addiction and dealt with many legal issues throughout his career.
Federal agencies are going door to door in East Palestine, Ohio, to check in on people affected by the toxic train derailment earlier this month. Teams from the EPA, FEMA, and CDC have already reached more than 500 homes since they started doing this Friday. Their efforts will continue throughout the week. More than 50 train cars derailed on February 3rd, setting off a massive fire. Some of the cars were carrying hazardous materials. The town of Selma is looking for feedback tonight on a plan to permanently close a road. The town and Bailey Feed Mill are asking the DOT to close East Preston Street at the railroad crossing. They say expansion of the mill has made the crossing dangerous for traffic. An open house about the proposal is happening tonight from 5 to 7 at Selma Town Hall.
Canada has blocked TikTok from its government-issued devices. The government also moved to block its employees from downloading the social media app in the future.
This may be a first step. It may be the only step we need to take. But every step of the way, we're going to be making sure we're keeping Canadians safe.
Leaders in Canada are expressing concern about how the app collects data from devices. TikTok said it was disappointed by the decision and that leaders did not contact the company to talk about security concerns.
The governor of Connecticut is urging people to stay off the roads today as a winter storm bears down on the state. Much of the state is under a winter storm warning through tonight. Hundreds of schools are closed and state government employees will work from home today. Parts of Connecticut could get up to 10 inches of snow.
And Renee, Connecticut's not the only state that is expecting snow. Boston and New York also expecting snow. We do have live pictures up right now. This is Rockefeller Center in New York City. Snow is not falling there just yet, but you can see the flags blowing in the wind. The ground is wet, but I want to take you over here. This is Fitchburg, Massachusetts, about an hour west of Boston. You can see snow and rain coming down there. You can even see snow on the side of the road. The National Weather Service is forecasting 4 to 6 inches of snow and ice in New York City today. Much of the Hudson Valley and northern New Jersey could also see more than half a foot. Boston, they're expected to get up to 4 inches of snow through tonight.
Michelle, thanks. Boy, that's just not the case here when you talk about the last several years. Elizabeth, I saw your graphic earlier. We've basically gotten like 6.5 inches of snow in the last 4 years.
Yeah, we really have been in a little bit of a snow drought for the last several years. So far this year, we've only seen a trace. When we get into March, starting tomorrow, our chances get pretty slim, but it's not a zero chance. We don't have anything in the forecast, though. We take a look at Goldsboro looking beautiful. We've got this gorgeous sunrise in progress. We're going to see the sun lighting things up here nicely this morning everywhere. Apex looking good, so is Chapel Hill. We did have some showers overnight last night, so it's a little damp in places, but so far that dampness has not translated into any fog this morning. We have some nice dry air moving in, but we're already tracking the next system that's going to bring us some rain late Wednesday night and Thursday morning, then late Thursday through Friday. And storms possible late Friday. Some of those could be severe. So this is a system that's bringing a lot of snow back to the west. The one that's bringing the snow to California, as a matter of fact, in some places, parts of the mountains of California has seen up to 5 feet of snow. Nothing like that, of course, around here. But this is a look at the big picture, kicking things off late Wednesday. Now, today and tomorrow look nice and dry, but overnight Wednesday night, we start to see the rain moving through. That's midnight Wednesday night. By Thursday morning, we're seeing some showers. So our Thursday morning commute is likely to be wet. The evening commute, not likely to be wet, but another wave rolls in for Friday morning. There's 7 a.m. on Friday morning. We'll see maybe a break midday. And then during the evening, our front moves through, and that'll bring us a chance of some scattered storms. We could hear a rumble of thunder possibly on Thursday, but we'll have a better chance of some stronger thunderstorms on Friday. Behind Friday's front, Saturday looks cooler. Saturday and Sunday both look beautiful with plenty of sunshine, but high temperatures will be back into the 60s. Tomorrow, we start to see the threat of severe storms developing here in the Mississippi Valley with a level 2 risk, but Thursday, it's a much greater risk with a level 3 risk from parts of Texas through Mississippi. And then for us on Friday, it's still just sort of a lookout what the possibility would be. Right now, it looks like the best chance of any severe storms would be in the Sandhills, south and west of the Triangle. How much rain will we see Thursday and Friday combined? Probably somewhere between a half an inch and an inch of rain. Those look like the averages right now. Of course, that would be with two waves of rain coming through. Temperatures will be mild between now and then, looking at mid to upper 70s from now to Friday. Once Friday's front moves through, our temperatures do begin to cool down. And we do have some 30-degree lows in the forecast, both Monday and Tuesday. Coming up, we're going to talk about our winter wrap and how we stand in terms of the warmest winter on record. Brian?
It is 6:20 right now. We're still watching this crash on 40 eastbound right around Gorman Street. That live camera showing that it looks like we still have a police officer out there on the scene on the right shoulder of 40 eastbound at Gorman Street. A reminder as you head through that area to move over at least one lane. There's a report of a disabled vehicle up on Lumley Road, not causing any big problems. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're looking all right. Do want to remind you about what's going on in Wake Forest today with some railroad closures, railroad crossing closures there through town, including Holding Avenue and also Rogers Road. This is going to be closed through Thursday as CSX does some maintenance work out there. Just be prepared for a detour in those areas.
Thanks, Brian. There's frustration and confusion after getting an oil change.
It makes you upset. It makes you angry, you know. But who do you take it out on?
These drivers are shocked to see a racially insensitive message on their oil change sticker. How the dealership where it happened is responding.
Leaders in Fayetteville are taking a close look at crime rates, the good and the bad of the numbers in the city's new report.
And these numbers are all good. You're winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Martin Short's chance encounter on an airplane is taking Twitter by storm.
Chance encounter. Brian Schrader's here now with What's Trending.
You're going to get it here in just a second. Talking about Chance the Rapper, who says that, quote, a kind older gentleman switched seats so that he and his 7-year-old daughter could sit next to each other. It was only afterward that he realized that the kind older gentleman was Martin Short. Chance said that his daughter freaked out when she realized that Jack Frost was the one who switched seats with him.
I love that the daughter of a celebrity, Chance the Rapper, freaks out about Martin Short. Jack Frost, he played that in the Santa Claus movie. And what are the chances that these two celebrities are on the same plane? Well, that's kind of cool.
And Martin Short, a good guy.
Yeah.
Giving up his seat.
That's right. Let the family sit together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A sailor who survived nearly a month at sea eating ketchup is getting a brand new boat thanks to the wonderful people at Heinz. Elvis Francois went missing at sea for 24 days before the Colombian Navy recovered him. The company found him in his home country of Dominica after a weeks-long social media campaign and said, hey, we're going to get you a boat.
They were running out of options. He'd been gone for 24 days. They put out this whole media surge and social media ask to get it. Finally, it was a message in a ketchup bottle that they sent to him that, I'm kidding. They found him. The folks got together. They found him. He drank rainwater out of a cloth, like a shirt or something, and mm-hmm. he had a little garlic, but ketchup.
Do what
was
you got to do.
Main source, yeah.
Hey, there's some nutrients in there, mm-hmm. certainly. Brian, thank you. Animals in Oregon are enjoying some winter weather. This video from the Oregon Zoo shows the fun the polar bears and otters there had in some recent snow that fell in Portland. The zoo had to close one day last week because of the snow. Portland is facing the possibility of more snow today. The polar bears in their element.
No doubt. Otters, too. They look like they're having a good time. Hyundai is recalling more than 65,000 of its luxury Genesis vehicles. The recall includes the 2020 through 2023 the GV80 SUV, the 2021 through 23 G80 sedan. The company says the seat belts could possibly explode during a crash. Owners should be contacted by April 7th.
We have a beautiful morning in progress. Our cold front moved through. We have clear skies. You can see this gorgeous sunrise just beginning in Goldsboro. We'll talk about how warm the temperatures will be as we kick off March coming up.
And an active search underway in Franklin County for a missing man. Coming up, we're going to tell you what the community is doing today to get involved.
And a live look now at the legislative building in Raleigh. Lawmakers have a busy day today, including a vote on a bill that would legalize medical marijuana.